Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm Ashley and Greg Barnes here. And Carolina plays Western Carolina, Greg, before heading on a much-needed exam break, time away from the basketball floor, at least for a couple Tar Heels. They're going to need the rest.
Definitely so. And Seventh Woods has missed the last two games with a foot injury. It's a plantar fasciitis, which is essentially inflammation on the bottom of the foot. There's a ligament there that runs the length of the foot. Marcus Page was plagued with that back during the 2014-15 season. He suffered through it, kept playing, but it really limited his production. And so Seventh, with this being kind of so early in the year, they have decided to kind of pull him out of the rotation for now with hopes of the break upcoming, the holiday break, that he'll be able to get a little bit of rest. And so we'll have to see exactly how that plays out. There's no timetable for his return, but hopefully that'll clear up for him. And then Cameron Johnson's the other kid. We knew that Cameron Johnson, when he had his knee surgery, he was going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. We are not quite to that 4-week mark. I believe that is next weekend. But at that point in time is when North Carolina's athletic trainers will go back in and kind of see exactly where he's at. And then once he gets back to practice, even in a limited role, then they will have a pretty good idea of when he will be able to be back with the team playing. I think the hope has always been that he'll be back in time for that Wake Forest ACC opener on December 30th. That's pretty much 6 weeks out from surgery. But Roy Williams said on Tuesday that he had no idea when to expect Johnson back. So we're still waiting for a definitive word there, Tommy.
Carolina and Western Carolina tonight, then 11 days off for the Tar Heels until they play Tennessee way down on December the 17th.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.